Hello and welcome to the Retail Week, our look back at one of the biggest stories affecting the industry in the last 7 days. The big news this week was Arcadia's CBA meeting, and it turned out actually to be non-news because it ended in stalemate and the situation remains unresolved. A meeting will be held, or a vote, next week to discuss what happened yesterday and what that means. I'm joined by our deputy editor Luke Tugby and Hugh Radoyev, who is our retail property specialist. Hugh, you were waiting outside the venue yesterday as the votes were being taken. Mm-hmm. You've been speaking to a lot of the property owners. And just give us a sense exactly what happened. What went wrong yesterday, and what is it going to take to get an Arcadia CBA across the line?
Well, I mean, those are obviously the two, you know, big questions. I think on Monday, I think Arcadia had basically thought they'd got it over the line. All last week, the big issue was the pensions regulator. They reached an agreement on Monday with them. It was an extra $25 million, and I think they were very confident then that they were going to be able to push that then through on the Wednesday. Obviously, as you say, I was there yesterday, managed to speak to a few of the smaller landlords.
And you've been on the phones.
And I've been on the phones, but the smaller landlords, as far as I can tell, did vote in favour almost unanimously, but, you know, did feel they'd been sort of railroaded. But I think...
How was it structured? There were seven votes.
There were seven votes. So we're still trying to work out a little bit what the structure was. From what I understand from talking to one of the bigger landlords this morning was that five of the seven ended up going through, and it's the two that these bigger landlords had the bigger vote share in are the ones that have, well, they wouldn't like me saying falling over, but these are the sticking points, I suppose.
And what were the sticking points?
Again, I mean, it's hard to say. So from one of the landlords I spoke to this morning, they suggested that their major problem with it was, well, you know, how can we go back to our other tenants if we voted through a CVA with these big rental reductions, when one of Arcadia's brands in particular, Topshop, they still see as being very profitable. And they suggested basically that was then, you know, every other tenant who's profitable or not can then turn around to them and say, well, we want rent reductions in line with what Topshop got. But I also think there was also an element really there of, you know, they're trying to squeeze a little bit more out of them as well, I think. And
they're playing a risky game, aren't they, here, though? You know, the alternative is potentially administration. You know, that has been... All the signals are, if this doesn't go through, Arcadia is going skint.
Well, it's a huge risk. It's a massive gamble. And, you know, we were saying before, if you look at... Intu have got a new boss in charge, Matthew Roberts. He's been there barely a couple of months, and his almost the first impression that he's given the city is that he's happy for all of these stores to close, happy for Arcadia to go bust, happy for 18,000 people to lose their jobs. Now, that might not be the case, I'm sure it's not the case, but by voting against it, that's the impression that he is sending to the market and to the retail industry. The other thing you have to think about is, are they cutting their nose off despite their face a bit here? Because if you lose Topshop and Miss Selfridge and Dorothy Perkins, you know, we can talk all we like about how it's failed to move with the times and whatnot, but there is a certain group of shoppers out there that will go to Intu Lakeside, for instance, to shop at one of those brands. Now, if all of a sudden they're not there, footfall drops, you get other retailers, you know, in the same centre, their footfall drops, their turnover drops, and then they're going to be going to Intu and saying, well, we want a rent reduction as well, or we're leaving because we're not bringing the sales in.
Yeah. I find it slightly strange in the sense that they voted it down because, you know, right across retail, rents are under pressure. They are coming down. People like Next to Shoe Zone have, you know, released figures on exactly how much their rents are coming down. But so, Hugh, just to come back there, so you were talking about possibly the landlords might go for a bigger stake, is that right? And what else might help
get
this over the line?
So from what we understand, you know, Arcadia wouldn't have just postponed this if there was absolutely no way that they could get this through with another week's worth of negotiation. Whether those are agreeing to landlords wanting better rent proposals from them, so as opposed to say 75%, maybe a 60%, Maybe more proceeds from a sale. I'm sure that's something that maybe Sir Philip is maybe thinking about as well. Or even, you know, more upfront equity in the business, which I know was going back and forth for a couple of weeks. I mean, I would say on the point we were just talking about administration, I mean, I know one of the big landlords certainly said to me this morning that they would take their chances with an administration, and they think they can actually come out of that better than they would with a CVA.
I struggle to see why. What's the rationale?
Well, they think that Topshop is still very profitable. It would get either snapped up by someone with more capital, maybe even Sir Philip himself, and then that would continue operating. And their particular schemes, I think 70% are Topshops, and they're some of Topshop's most profitable stores.
Although a new owner of Topshop, why would they say that's fine, bought it out of the of administration, but yeah, we'll just keep everything exactly the same, we won't ask for any lower rents?
Well, they wouldn't, would they?
That's the simple answer.
So so what's your view then? You were saying that they wouldn't have bothered postponing it at all if they weren't fairly confident.
I imagine that some of the holdouts, and you know, from what we hear, it's Land Securities, and there may be one or two other big landlords out there, maybe Aberdeen, holding out. I don't know for certain what they're holding out for, but there's clearly an indication that they will give on something. Mm-hmm. The problem obviously then for Arcadia is, if it is, say, better rental proposals, they're not going to just be able to talk to, let's say, Land Securities and offer them a better deal, because they're going to have to talk to everyone else again.
Yeah, that's a huge problem. Mm-hmm.
If they couldn't get it through in, what was it, 2 or 3 months of back and forth before the vote, a week is not a long time to then have to do all that again.
No.
As you say, they must be really confident that, you know, maybe they got 72 or 73% of the vote share on those two that we believe went down, and they must think that they can get the one or two landlords they need to push that over the line. But as Hugh rightly said there, it's all right turning round to Edintu or Landsec or M&G, whoever it might be, and say, okay, well, we'll give you a bit more rent than we said before. But then you're going to have Hammerson and British Land knocking at the door saying, well, we want the same thing. So as far as we understand, a whole new vote is going to take place next Wednesday. So they run the risk of, okay, they've got some of the no voters back on side, but could they have some of the yes voters then saying, well, we're going to abstain, or actually we're going to swing the other way this time? So there's still a lot of unknown, unanswered questions and a lot of negotiating to be done, I think.
And clearly, you know, they must have been confident ahead of this week's vote.
Well, they were. I mean, I think Ian Grabina was on ITV about 2 o'clock yesterday and said he was very confident. I remember, you know, the vote was 12 till 2, all the landlords came out. They all scheduled to go back at 3, and then 3:15 they all came scurrying back out again. Well, what's going on? But no one knew. But obviously what happened was they'd gone through the vote count and thought, we're in a spot.
We're struggling a bit here, yeah.
So Arcadia, obviously a huge fashion name, but I suspect there could be implications for the whole retail industry from, regardless of what happens next week, from what happened this week, and whether or not CVAs are going to be options to the same extent in the future as they've been.
I mean, a couple of things sort of spring to mind now. I mean, Monsoon is one of the retailers that have been thinking about this for a while, and as far as we were aware, they were almost holding fire to see how the Arcadia one went before they made a decision. And you can imagine at their offices now, they're going to be thinking, well, is this the route we want to pursue? On the other hand, you look at it and almost think, what's the point in having a vote if the retailer can just turn around and say, well, we're going to adjourn it, and we'll adjourn it again, and we'll adjourn it again until we get the result that we want? I mean, I don't know if this has ever happened before in any other industry, but certainly not in retail. I don't think we've seen an adjournment of a CVA vote, and it just puts so much power in the retailer's hands in that sense. And if you're a landlord or any other creditor, you are almost, to you know, the point you made earlier, being railroaded into doing it, because seemingly all that's going to happen by rejecting it is just waste a bit of time, because they'll just adjourn it and vote again until they get the result they want.
I mean, I obviously agree with Luke in the main. I think a lot of landlords are still holding out hope that if they make a stand somewhere on a CVA, and you know, Arcadia, for example, then maybe they might make other retailers think again, or at least you know, draw a line in the sand under some of the you know, the conditions that seem to follow CVA to CVA. But I get the sense that it's, you know, the horse is kind of bolted here in terms of CVAs. I mean, I know retailers are looking at them more and more and more, and I don't know, even if maybe they force Arcadia into administration, whether that's going to stem the flow.
No, I think, you know, the landlords have definitely shown their teeth. And the fact that it's happened in such a big name, yeah, I think there will be waves from this, and I'm guessing, I think, they will in future actually start to just vote down CVAs upon their merits, because there's definitely been some which are, you look at them and you just think, what on earth are you talking about? You know, look at Select. So when you've got situations like that, I think maybe the landlords are just saying, right, enough is enough.
That's the ironic thing, isn't it? Because this is probably the most rounded, thought through, detailed CVA proposal we've seen for the last couple of years. And yet it's the one that hasn't got through at the first vote. I'm really not sure whether, you're right, landlords have shown their teeth. Is that enough now? Is this their kind of stake in the ground to say, look, we're happy to vote them through, but they have to be absolutely watertight. And that might just make Monsoon go back to the drawing board and think, okay, we need to amend a few things here and there. Whether it means the start of more landlords voting down,
who knows?
I don't know.
No, we shall see. That's probably a good point to draw things to a close. Please share your thoughts with us. What do you think? What would it take for an Arcadia CVA to be agreed? Should it be agreed? I suspect that we will be talking about this again next week. We look forward to seeing you then.